Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
After finishing second last year at the Jasper Wildcat Invite, tables turned to close out week seven as Dave Tanner's boys and girls came home with team titles. Max Weger won the 2 and 500 frees, and freshman Jack Kusea, the 200 IM, a 3-second drop for Jack down to 208. The girls were even more dominant, sweeping the relays, winning four individual titles. Emma Mon won the 200 IM and the 100 breaststroke. Melinda Wang, the 100 back. Taya DeBall won the 200 free. So congrats out to the maroon and gold. Remember the name Grace Haskett, the best young lady that's going to be swimming, and they have a wagon load of young ladies already installed in Phil Cole's camp. But here's a young lady who sat out a year, a transfer from Columbus North due to transfer rules by the IHSAA. She set up a new school record in her very first meet in the 100 backstroke, 58-1, breaking an 18-day-old record at South. Phil Cole's girls and guys swept Columbus North at the IU Natatorium in Indianapolis. Mackenzie Luce, who had set the 100 backstroke mark in late November, won the 2 and 500 frees. PB Rensink, the 200 IM and 100 fly. Talina German and Ann Levy also won individual events, and diver Caitlin Lechte won the diving. Matthew Churden and Seth Glasscock were both in on four events wins for the fellas on the day up at the Natatorium, including legs on the winning 2 and 400 free relay teams. Ellettsville and Edgewood had some decent efforts last week. Dave Pemberton, John Garrett, Josh Chastain, all winning individual events as the Edgewood boys won a duel against Cascade and Owen Valley, actually a triangular there. Pemberton and Chastain were 1-2 in the 53. The Edgewood girls had just one win, coming from Carly Bland in the 200 free as they finished third.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Coach Tom Saturday night made no bones about it. His flat sheer disappointment in defensive shot challenges making Butler just a bit too comfortable offensively, and we could add to the little things like communication, awareness, even focus, and what resulted was an 83-78 setback Saturday night at the Crossroads Classic up at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Hoosiers dug them a 14-point hole in the first half, shooting nothing but blanks from behind the line, 0 of 8, only 32% the first 20 minutes, while Butler hit seven triples, laying more than just a confident foundation for them, but a team that never relinquished its lead down through the end of the ball game, which ended Indiana's five-game winning streak. So a quick turnaround tonight. Delaware State, the Hornets are 3-9, 8 o'clock on the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. And McCracken Court, Austin Peay, will come in on Thursday night, and then we'll have the Christmas break. And certainly quick responses and cures to what was missing Saturday. The Hoosiers bench recorded just 11 points, one of its season lows, but did welcome back OG Anunoby, who had missed three games with that ankle problem he suffered against North Carolina. In 25 minutes, he had 7 points and 7 rebounds. So Hoosiers, to their credit, did battle back from 16 down in the second half. They shot 57% the second 20 minutes and scored 50 points. So hopefully that will prove some carryover starting back up tonight against Delaware State. Again, 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network.